I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. For the second straight year, the Michigan legislature has sent the omnibus budget to Governor Rick Snyder before June 1st. The House passed the $34.4 billion spending plan yesterday afternoon, which includes paying down the state's long-term liabilities by $605 million. It also socks away $140 million into the state's rainy day fund. The omnibus budget includes everything but education funding. A run-in with a television reporter has cost Detroit Fire Commissioner Fred Wheeler his job. Earlier this week, Wheeler swore at Fox 2 reporter Charlie LaDuff and swatted away his microphone while being asked about conditions at the fire stations in the city. Wheeler said yesterday he had resigned, while Detroit Fire Chief Kwaku Artara says that he had been, quote, unappointed. Medical marijuana users are celebrating a ruling from the Michigan Supreme Court that says that they are protected from prosecution. In the ruling, justices say the state's law allowing for medical marijuana gives legal protection to users both with and without state-issued cards for their prescriptions. State lawmakers are working to tweak the 2008 law as Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette has criticized it as too vague and having too many loopholes. The federal government is coming down on the side of Whirlpool in a trade dispute with South Korea appliance makers. The Benton Harbor-based company claimed the South Korean government gave illegal subsidies to the manufacturers and exporters of washing machines, and the Commerce Department says this week those subsidies range from just under 0.25% all the way up to nearly 71%. Daewoo received the largest subsidies, with LG receiving the smallest, Samsung getting the government subsidies of Seoul 1.2%. As a result of the government probe, U.S. Customs and Border Protection will collect cash deposits on the Korean imports based in those rates. The SS Kuwaitin is finally headed home to Canada. Tugboats got the vessel free from sandbars yesterday afternoon in Douglas after the voyage got delayed by a day when it got stuck Wednesday. R.J. Peterson and his wife bought the ship in 67, turned it into a museum and tourist attraction. He says it's just too old to keep up. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news.